I am very pleased to be on the line with Paul Marshall today, who I'm speaking with from the Investment Only Group. And I got my favorite kind of email today, or this weekend, over the weekend from him, which was, he mentioned that he had some success. So Paul, welcome to the line. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me on the line.
It's my pleasure. And I was thrilled when I saw what came in. My assistant sent it over, and I said, that's the kind of email I like, because I see that there's a note in here that said that you had some success with the deal, and I wanted to talk about that if we could.
Sure. Glad to. Well, basically, I joined Distress Pro, if I remember correctly, February, March of 12. I have been a full-time real estate investor for a number of years, wanted to go into the note business and really wanted to try to buy notes for myself from the standpoint of commercial apartments and things of that nature. But what has happened is the exact opposite. Being on the phone talking to different banks, I've established relationships, and it does take some time. This is a relationship business.
Totally.
And it took me probably a good 60-90 days to keep calling people back, feeling them out, and seeing the people I could really deal with. And back in December, I found a bank out in California, a relatively small bank. And in talking to them, I realized that they needed to cash out some of the stuff because they needed capital.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I go into Distress Pro, it gives you everything you want to know about the bank. I mean, it tells you all the non-accrual loans, the REOs, and so forth. So the end result of this, the latter part, well, actually, I got a check on February the 4th. I closed, in banking, this is a relatively small deal, but it was $8.25 million
mm-hmm.
on some non-performing notes. And we, as a result of that, he wants me to represent the bank for the next 2 years.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. And so we have three more deals cooking. Everything should close by the end of March, probably for about maybe two more very small, and then we got one little bit bigger one. It's about $20, $22 million total. When I say 20 to 22 million, that would be gross. We probably would end up somewhere around 16 million as far as the actual buy. So I get a point of that, and that makes me happy.
In case you missed those dates and numbers, let me give them to you one more time. Paul signed up in March. He sat on his subscription and did nothing until he got serious on September 1st when he started working it. He found a deal inside of his first 3 months. He's now closed it and put $82,500 in the bank 2 months later. Today, he's set to close on 16 some odd million dollars in the next few weeks, and he'll make one percentage point on that. He's used none of his own money. He's just matching buyers and sellers. He's on track to make about $250,000 in the first quarter of this year. I recorded 30 more minutes with Paul where I have him walk us through his exact process. Now, I can't say whether or not you're going to have the same success as Paul. All I know is that we provide the best tools in the business for someone who's serious about doing it.